You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. It's July, and things are heating up, and we're not just talking about the weather. In this episode of the CU Insight Trendline podcast, we're spotlighting how leaders can keep their cool and foster civility in an increasingly polarized workplace. Plus, we've got fresh insights on leadership, innovation, and what's trending in the credit union space this summer. Let's dive in.
This is John Pettit, Managing Editor at CU Insight, and I'm here with a look at my top three trending articles on CU Insight. At number three this week is an article titled, Consumers Tap the Brakes on Credit Union Auto Loans, by Typhoon's Ken McCarthy. We're seeing a bit of a slowdown in the credit union auto loan space. After riding high for quite a while, consumers are starting to ease up on borrowing for cars. Rising interest rates, higher vehicle prices, and general economic jitters are making people think twice before signing on the dotted line. Credit unions, who have been longtime champions in the auto lending game, are feeling the pinch and will need to adapt to keep their edge in this competitive market. Number two this week is We're Sorry, the retirement bad news letter no executive should have to get, from Park Street Group's Chris Jones. Let's be honest, nobody wants to get this letter. Chris's article digs into a tough reality check for credit union execs who think they're set for retirement, but aren't. It highlights how common it is to face shortfalls thanks to outdated benefit plans, unrealistic expectations, or just a lack of planning. The message here? Don't wait for bad news. Get proactive about your retirement strategy now. Future you will thank you. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one article.
Definitely a couple of hot topics in those articles. Thanks, John. And now on to Whitney Bedard, CU Insight's Vice President of Marketing and Digital, for a sizzling new offering from CU Insight.
I'm excited to share the launch of a new initiative from our team to support and amplify credit union voices. It's called the CU Insight Podcast Collective. If you're someone who learns best through conversation, storytelling, and hearing directly from the people doing the work, this is for you. The Podcast Collective brings together a lineup of shows from across the credit union movement, each one offering a different lens on leadership, culture, strategy, and impact. Here's what's live right now. The Global Credit Union Podcast from Woku, hosted by Greg Newman and Alicia Stetsishin. This podcast explores big picture issues and innovations from around the world. Next, Despite Impossible from Community Financial, hosted by Tansley Stearns, featuring conversations with people who've done things others said couldn't be done. Next, we have Culture Shock from Luminate, hosted by Nancy Wilson, where she digs into real dynamics that shape workplace culture and credit unions. Following that, we have Pilot to Copilot from Evergreen Credit Union, hosted by Jason Lindstrom and Antonio Neves, talking leadership, growth, and lessons learned in flight and business. And coming soon, we'll have Credit Union Nation from Your Credit Union Partner, hosted by Tom Sakash. Whether you're looking for inspiration, perspective, or just want to hear from peers who get it, the collective has something worth tuning into. You can find all the episodes at cuinsight.com/podcast. Give it a listen and let us know what you think, and stay tuned for more episodes.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support from the following CU Insight collaborators. Plenty of design-build companies can build nice branches. That's not what drives long-term growth. When you partner with Level 5, you get a 10-year network growth strategy built on actionable insights from real data in your target markets. We'll help you right-size your investment to the opportunity in each market, ensuring the predictable long-term growth you're looking for. Learn more at level5.com to launch your next phase of growth. MeridianLink, a trusted digital lending and account opening partner helping credit unions humanize banking. One loan, one account, one community at a time. With MeridianLink One, a powerful integrated banking platform, credit unions can deliver faster, smarter, more personalized experiences that put members first. Built for growth, proven to perform, trusted to deliver.
Hello, credit union friends. Here are a few upcoming industry events you should have on your radar. First up, the DCUC Annual Conference is coming July 28th through August 1st in Palm Desert, California. Then, we're excited to announce the next CU Insight Mastery course, presented in partnership with SRM, launching in August. If you haven't joined a mastery course yet, they are structured four-week learning experiences built for credit union professionals, designed to deep dive into key topics with expert-led sessions, personalized office hours, and real-world application. This August, we're focusing on the state of payments and money movement in 2025, featuring SRM leaders exploring everything from card-based payments and real-time rails to disruptive innovations like AI and embedded finance. It kicks off August 7th and runs weekly through the month. Register today to take advantage of this exciting learning opportunity. And finally, don't miss the Synergent Connect Conference on August 11th and 12th in Portland, Maine. You can find more information on these and many other industry events at cuinsight.com/events.
Thank you for sharing that information on those key industry events, Linda. And now I'm excited to share with you a conversation I had with Heather McKissick, President and CEO of CUES, on civility, validation, and modeling those traits as leaders. Here's the conversation. Heather, before we dive into this topic, did you have any thoughts just to kick things off?
Well, I will tell you, Greg, it's very timely because it was only a few days ago that I was in a conversation with a credit union CEO who very discreetly said something that I think we are all thinking and feeling from time to time, which was, I feel like almost every meeting I'm in represents an emotional minefield.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful.
That's pretty powerful. And I think, you know, the concern there, of course, was, well, what's my role as the leader in that situation? And it was a really, I think, telling conversation and a sentiment that so many of us are grappling with.
So with that in mind, what's a free or low-cost tool that you've seen that can help leaders effectively reduce that sort of tension and build team trust?
I'll tell you, there are a lot of great tools out there. And for me, the bottom line to most of them is that as leaders, we don't have to solve every problem. We can't control the noise, but we can model the tone. And some of the greatest resources that are out there have been out for a long time around how do you set the tone for difficult conversations. And the crucial conversations material from Vital Smarts is still, I think, canon when it comes to that kind of dialogue. It really encourages us to perspective take, to start with heart, to state the facts, and use our skills as a leader to find common ground. And I think that's really very important right now. During volatile times, leaders don't need all the answers, but they do need emotional intelligence and a real grounded sense of how to lead through tension with calm and also with credibility.
Yeah, and leading through that tension, when a leader is faced with those tough or uncomfortable conversations, in your opinion, what's a simple way they can start leaning in rather than avoiding those conversations?
Honestly, I think validation of people's feelings. I think what happens is people are afraid to validate people's feelings because they are concerned about agreeing with their opinions. But validation of people's feelings isn't agreement. It's just acknowledging that people are human. Hey, I know that that's upsetting for you. I'm sorry that that's something that you're dealing with right now. Just validating what is being said can diffuse. But honestly, silence which is what's happening a lot right now, people remain silent, that can often create more anxiety than a really thoughtful, grounded check-in so that people can move on.
Yeah, you may have just answered this question, or maybe you have another thought on it, but when I think of practical steps a leader can take to raise the level of respect and civility within their team, do you have just a thought on that topic?
Well, I'll tell you, this is really the subject of this workplace guide that Q's has recently published. We have more than 20 different free and publicly available resources to help answer that exact question. I know that you'll put how to get there in your show notes, but it's a really practical resource to help leaders because what we need to do is, number one, and credit union leaders are good at this, we must model empathy and professionalism, no matter what's happening on the outside. And so really helping to navigate those emotionally charged moments supports the team cohesion, raises the level of respect, because as leaders, we're walking the talk. But there's a lot more in that guide that I hope your listeners will take advantage of. It's free, it's easy to download, and it's recommended for anyone who would like to learn more.
Well, thank you very much. And as someone who spent a little time at Q's in the past, I can tell you that that information, I'm sure, is extremely valuable. And as you said, we'll share that in the show notes. Heather, thank you so much for joining the CU Insight Trendline podcast and sharing your insights with us.
Well, thank you for leading the way.
To read the white paper that Heather mentioned, you can visit cumanagement.com/whitepapers. Thank you again to Heather and to Q's for their partnership. And now let's hear the latest trending article from John Pettit.
Welcome back. My number one article trending on CU Insight is Modern Members, Modern Missions, Rethinking Give Back for Gen Z and Millennials, from NetGiver's Eric Berg. Today's members, especially millennials and Gen Z, aren't just looking for great rates. They want purpose and impact. Eric's article takes a fresh look at how credit unions can modernize their giveback strategies to better connect with younger members. It's all about local, visible, and authentic efforts. Think environmental causes, social justice, and community partnerships. If you want to engage the next generation, it's time to rethink how you give back. I recently asked Eric, how can credit unions ensure their giveback efforts feel genuinely authentic to younger members rather than just like a marketing strategy?
To resonate authentically with younger members, credit unions need to shift from performative giving to participatory giving. This generation expects way more than just charity. What they expect is alignment. What they want is alignment. 84% of Gen Z already support causes that they care about. And a third say they'll give even more in the coming year. But it's not just about the generosity. It's about the relevance. They're looking for that alignment. 64% of Gen Z and over half of millennials will stop engaging with a brand that doesn't meet their personalization expectations. So it's a wake-up call. So credit unions must invite members into that process. Let them choose the causes they care about and show them exactly how their contributions make a difference as part of the larger picture. When credit unions move from just pushing the message, picture of a giant check on social media, to enabling the mission, then give back becomes more than a strategy. It becomes a shared identity, and that's where true loyalty actually begins.
Thanks for that insight, Eric. Well, that's all for my top three trending articles right now on CU Insight. Back to Gray.
Thank you, John, and thanks to all who contributed to this episode. I'm Greg Micklick, President and CEO at CUinsight.com. Please like and share with your friends and colleagues across the industry if you found this valuable. The team and I will be back next time with more updates to keep you ahead of the curve. Until then, keep tracking the trend.